Welcome to the Rewire podcast. I have a special guest with me today who is also a friend. Her name is Candace Tranter, and she is an intuitive energy healer. And she is also someone who has been a friend, a colleague, and a mentor with breathwork. And so I'm really excited to talk to her today. We're going to talk a little bit about energy healing, but mostly about breathwork and how that can benefit you. So Candace, welcome. So good to see you today.
Thank you. It really is an honor. And it's been just a great journey connecting with you through the breathwork. Actually, that's how we connected and how breath can really just change lives. So it's just an honor to be here with you, and I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you. And also the Silver Mind Method as well. And that's something I'm currently working with. We'll save that for another podcast. But before we start into breathwork, and there's a lot of questions I have for you around that, and I think that would benefit everyone listening. What exactly is an intuitive energy healer?
So integrative energy healer.
Okay.
So similar. So for me, the last 22 years as being a massage therapist along the way, collecting different modalities, and it became more of an integrative energy healing for me, more so in the last couple of years, just collecting different tools and techniques that have helped me personally. I've experienced a lot of trauma, abusive relationships, just traumatic experiences in my life. And all the modalities, first of all, to identify for myself what part of me is creating that in the first place, like really getting in tune with my frequency, my vibration, and how to shift and change that cellularly, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, so I'm not recreating those experiences over again. Obviously, I learned behaviors from my parents, as we all do, and just determined never to allow my children to copy behaviors that were not healthy for me in the first place. So it just became an exploration for myself, but then watching it in my practice as a massage therapist. If you don't deal with emotional, physical, and spiritual, the physical pain is not going to go away permanently. So I started noticing and got really, really just fascinated by emotions and thought patterns that get trapped in the body and how to access them. Acknowledge, release, let go, and replace. And if we can be this free-flowing being that we're supposed to be without those restrictions, then we have peace and we have the ability to create our life as we want it. So those are just tools. There's many tools over 22 years that I've just combined. And breathwork is definitely one of my most favorite tools to use.
Yeah. And I have integrative written down in front of me, but I say intuitive. I say intuitive because whenever we talk, intuitively, you really tune into my energy, and you oftentimes can very quickly peg where I'm at or what might be out of alignment. So, before we move into breathwork, like how are you able to do that? Is that something that you have a gift that you've had since childhood? Because sometimes people are just born and they have that sort of ability to tune into energy from that perspective. Or is that something that you've had, a skill that you've had to foster and develop over time?
Yeah, beautiful. And I know that you had said integrated before. And yes, it is intuitive for sure. You know, as a little girl, I blamed my sister initially because she used to make me tickle her back for hours because I was too scared to sleep by myself. But that became part of the bodywork side of it. But I always used to put my hands on if someone had a headache or they had something going on. I just used to use my hands energetically, just naturally. And then becoming a massage therapist 22 years ago this August, I was introduced to energy healing at the same time. So it was such a great integration for me. But I think the Silver Mind Method, which maybe 6 months, I'm not even sure when I discovered it, maybe 6 to 8 months ago. But I was just in a place where there was a lot of trauma going on around me. My body was not coping well with it. And I just spent the day with God. I'm like, give me the next tool that I can support myself healing as fast as I can. And I'm well aware of Joe Dispenza's work. I love his work. I needed a shortcut in the moment without all those tools. And I needed something to help myself that I could also add to a toolbox for others. And the Silver Mind Method popped up. as a free course, and I just started studying it. So that day it actually disappeared off the internet halfway through. So I'm like, wow, I was obviously meant to get that. But when you go into that alpha state and you can, your brain is at that frequency where you can access into, it's you blending your energy into somebody else's field. So you can pick up and identify. I'm also muscle testing. I'm asking the body questions. Obviously, I'm not doing the work. I'm a facilitator of God's work. So I'm asking to receive energy and be able to, we all have this ability, right? We all are energy. We have the ability. It is just training. And that training is available to anybody. It is a crazy wild world to go and access. So I can understand why a lot of people don't go, because it can seem out there for sure. But to me, it fascinates me more than ever. And I feel like I've only just tapped into this frequency just a tiny bit. So I see what potential is out there. And I think we can, as a consciousness on the planet, we are all waking up. And I think that we'll become more and more aware and sharing it, right? Just sharing it, not keeping it to ourselves. So you definitely have an ability to do it. You're open to it. And like I said, anybody. But yeah, that's kind of the journey so far in a short nutshell.
So, yeah, no, so cool. It's exciting that there are so many layers and realms when it comes to the mind and energy. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, what you said about wanting to sort of fast track or bypass some of these tools, how we can actually collapse timelines and different mm-hmm. dimensions to make things happen more quickly. And that's mind-blowing, but beautifully exciting and inspiring too, if you're into this space. So thank you for sharing that.
The whole world.
Yes. Breath work, you know, both of our favorite tools, and something that definitely ties us together. What was your first experience with breath work? How did you get into it, and then move from there to someone who's facilitating like large groups, who has worked with, I mean, you worked with thousands of people and traveled across the country doing breath work.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So, you know, I think a lot of the time we're in the middle of trauma or something crazy when we have these major shifts, right? So I was going through a lot in that particular year, but I had gone to Qi Revolution, which is where I got all my studies from, as a massage therapist for CEUs. And that weekend, I just decided with a girlfriend, we were going to do teacher training. I actually hadn't decided. I said to her, that would be great. How fun would that be? And she signed up and said, when are we doing it? So I'm like, oh gosh, I guess I'm doing it. So we signed up. I did level one, which was beautiful, but it was a level two. My husband and I separated, and just going through, you're just a lot, right? Giving up alcohol, giving up everything just to really find out who I was at my core. Went to teacher training, and I did an advanced version of the breath empowerment, which is basically what I've created with the ultimate breathing experience. And in that moment, I felt every single cell in my body activate with this beautiful blue light. And I had a clear vision of Jesus and a cross flashing. And I didn't know what to do with all this information at the time, but ended up basically the process of breath work for me is dying to the old self, being reborn into this vibration of love. And we're all being forced to get to the space now. If we want to or not, we're getting squeezed into this new vibration of love. So that kind of just opened up a whole world for me. And then I just started going back and sharing and loving the tools. And my teacher saw me on Facebook and wherever I was sharing, and he asked me to be on tour with him. So I was touring for 30, we went to 13 states, and anywhere between 300 and 800 people. I've been in 2,000 people before, but watching people through the breath work, the miracles that can occur when we synchronize through breath and take that life force energy into our cells and our organs and our tissues, and releasing all the trauma, past experiences, these illusions and lies that hold us from the truth, and watching countless miracles over and over and over again on tour. And then COVID happened, kind of, you know, had to stop touring, but I was really guided to take this on myself because I can see the benefits and I can see the world is struggling right now. And the more I can share and allow people to receive that truth, that freedom, that love, and the more I can get it out there, it's just been a beautiful journey and just watching people transform through one session, you know. I was teaching Qigong for a while, but people are not consistent enough at showing up, and realized the breath was the most powerful tool to get what is needed in a very short space of time.
Yes. Yeah. It's so incredible when it comes to a breathwork session. I mean, I taught meditation before breathwork for many years before I actually began to explore breathwork myself. Mm-hmm. And in one session, as you say, regardless of who you are, if you commit to breathing and you commit to letting go and surrendering to that process, it's just incredible the shifts and transformations that can happen. Whereas meditation is such a wonderful tool, but it's mm-hmm. time under tension for long periods of time to get to those mm-hmm. spaces where breathwork, you can do it in one shot. Now, for those who have maybe never heard of breath empowerment or the ultimate breathing experience, how would you describe that process? And like, how long does it take? Is that something that people would practice daily, or is that something that is facilitated, you know, in a cadence of, you know, maybe once a month or quarterly, or mm-hmm. questions like that, sort of around that in particular?
So beautiful. So like I said, it's integrated with my teacher, a little bit of Joe Dispenza. I've definitely been guided to use the golden light, which is Christ consciousness. It takes about 45 minutes with the practice, and then normally afterwards is a share. And then sharing part is important too, but we'll get to that part. When we go into these deep spaces, breathing in and out through the nose, and I know there's a lot of different types of techniques out there. This one I just fell in love with, and there's no right or wrong. It's just the one I love to share. The breathing is all in and out through the chest. And to me, that makes sense too. That's where our lungs are. That's where the expansion is. So it's very deep, powerful breathing through the tip of the nose, and you're lying flat, and it is guided the whole way through with a special soundtrack that was created with a little bit of Silvermine method, some water elements. And again, I'm channeling energy at the time. So when we're in that alpha state, being able to receive those messages at a deeper, profound level, but a pure intention beforehand too, whatever we want to release, let go of, and replace with that infinite love and freedom. So facilitating the golden light through every energy center, every organ, every chakra, every gland in the body, expanding it out as big as the earth, the galaxies, and beyond. So we're tapping into that infinite source of who we are with no separation. It goes intense, and then it comes back down at the end, just to be able to allow that whole process, because it is intensive. So how many times to do it, depending on, you know, how crazy you want to be. I've had clients that I've worked with that have done it, you know, a 30-day challenge with me, which is very intensive. So I think at least minimum once or twice a month with something that intensive for somebody starting. I have some clients I'm working with that are in extreme trauma, and they're like, Candace, this is too intense for me. And that's okay to listen to them. I have pre-recorded meditation to just lie there gently and allow yourself to still receive it without the intensity of it. So you don't have to, I mean, you want the benefits of being so intense. If you're diehard, do it every day if you want. One of our teachers did it for 5 years, every single day. I don't know if he's still doing it. Yep. So that's dedication. So depending on where you are at and what you need, I do have a softer 9-breath method practice that is short and sweet, under 3 minutes, that can also shift the, you know, emotional state in a very short space of time. But just a beautiful practice, and the soundtrack as well included, you know, as a musician, sound is important, and just being in that space to surrender and trust that you are, your soul knows. If you come to me, your soul knows what it's in for. In for some shifting. Yeah.
So it's interesting. You mentioned a client who was dealing with extreme trauma, or in a position maybe where this breathwork practice was a bit too much at the time. So you've shared this practice with me, and I've I think maybe for almost about over a year now, I've been sharing this practice with others and practicing Beautiful. It myself. And it's been absolutely wonderful and well-received in large groups of people. Of course, you've got people in all different spectrums of their healing and of the work they're doing and what their intentions are. I have had a few people who I feel that may have been in that place where they are highly traumatized, who are, you know, they get very panicky in the process. So when you're facilitating a large group of people, you know, in those situations, I was able to go to those people, work through it and, you know, keep them breathing. How do you manage when you've got 300, even up to 2,000 people for something like that, where certain individuals will be, you know, are going to be maybe even acting out, or something's going to happen potentially, or something's going to release very heavily? How do you manage that, those situations?
So good question. It does happen, of course. I think at the time, always, you know, there's a prayer and intention that the group is in a safe space and divinely protected. And I do like to share that beforehand. I will be aware, even in bigger crowds, and words will come through that person will be touched. So just trusting and knowing that whatever's going to come through me is going to touch whoever's needing to be supported. But yes, bigger crowds, you know, there's no guarantee that something won't happen in those situations. Sometimes we have other people walking around just to keep big, huge crowds like that. There will be support amongst the crowd just so it doesn't get crazy. But, you know, just again, trusting when you go into the space that everybody's going to get what they need, however that looks.
Yeah. Okay. And so I'm curious, and I ask mostly everybody who comes on my podcast, just a little bit about what your personal routine looks like every day. And do you have a morning routine, or how do you stay tuned in and centered and calibrated each day? Do you have a certain a ritual that you practice every day?
Well, you are helping me with that. You know, I do have I wake up in the morning, and I will spend, so I was up this morning, I think I got up about 5:30. And I'll spend 15 minutes, 5 minutes of prayer of gratitude, 5 minutes asking for healing for others, and then 5 minutes of silence there. And then I did a mini alignment session on myself today. So I will write to God and ask how I could be of service today and what is needed, what needs to be released, what do I need to acknowledge to get out of the way so I can be of pure mind, body, and spirit to help others. And whatever comes out, I'll address that either with breathwork or an alignment effect or whatever needs to be adjusted. And then I've started that 30-day challenge that you had sent, which is great. It does give some insight, just asking yourself a couple of questions. And then I will, they'll go for a workout or exercise. Start my day. I was drinking coffee, I love my coffee, but I'm starting to cut that out and replace it with my lemon water. But yeah, just light in the morning. And I have to start my day with that for sure. It just sets me up for the day. Being grateful for sure.
Amazing. Well, you definitely have a lot more light down in Florida than we often do up here. But I'm looking forward to, for those listening, I have an opportunity to finally meet Candace. She's coming to the Toronto area in June. And if you're interested in doing a breath experience, reach out. I'm going to be putting together at least a small private group, but we might expand a little bit depending on what happens. But Candace, so grateful for you. I just want to say I acknowledge you for all the work that you're doing. You've been absolutely like authentic and honest and caring and genuine with me from day one. You've taught me so much. And so I'm super grateful for that. So thank you.
Yeah, me too. And such an honor to come and share the work and just be present and connect in person for sure. Thank you so much for having me.
Beautiful. Amazing.
All right. Great.